Well, if Trump is serious about backing off of the Strait of Hormuz and saying that he's willing to have a solution that doesn't involve the U.S. controlling the Strait of Hormuz, because that's been reported by the Wall Street Journal and others, then let's look at the aftermath of the total loss by Trump and the United States military. What would the aftermath be? Now, remember, but let's step back. What were Trump's original stated goals? Number one, completely destroy the existing Iranian government regime and have regime change by having the people rise up and overthrow their own government so that Trump could install a leader of his choice. He said they can only install a leader that I approve. He said all that. Okay, so that was number one. That hasn't happened. And then secondly, even though the Strait of Hormuz was open before Trump started this war, Trump then later set out a goal that we have to reopen the Strait of Hormuz so that oil and energy can flow. And that hasn't happened, obviously. The only ships that are passing through the strait are those that are allowed to pass, according to permission from Iran. So the net result of this is that Trump has lost. That is, if this is really his plan to back away from this, he has lost in every way possible. He hasn't overthrown Iran. He hasn't destroyed the country's government. He hasn't defeated Iran. He hasn't taken control of the Strait of Hormuz, and he hasn't even opened it back up. He's just going to walk away after destroying the world's energy infrastructure. Just walk away from this and say, ah, Europeans, it's all your problem now. You solve it. At least if Trump is telling the truth right now, which is always doubtful. Nevertheless, if this is what's going to happen, then think about it. Iran will have inherited total control over the Strait of Hormuz. And that will allow Iran then to dictate who's allowed to pass through the strait, just as the United States would have done if it controlled the strait. See, the U.S. always commits economic sanctions against its strategic enemies. So if the U.S. controlled the strait, they would say no ships are allowed to pass through here if it's delivering energy to China or you know, Russian tankers or Pakistan or North Korea, etc. Instead, Iran is going to control the strait, apparently, if it goes this way. And Iran will clearly say, okay, no ships are allowed to pass through if they are tied to the United States, Israel, the UK, or US allies, such as probably Australia, New Zealand, Taiwan, etc. And the only way to allow your ships to pass through the strait will be to break off diplomatic ties with Israel. That's something that Iran has already stated previously. And that would encourage countries like Spain and France and Italy, etc., to break all diplomatic ties with Israel in order to prevent their economies from collapsing due to a lack of energy. On top of that, Iran will be able to charge a toll, you know, a couple million dollars per ship, which is a tiny, tiny portion of the value of the cargo that's passing through the ship, obviously. And then on top of that, all of that money, which would be potentially hundreds of billions of dollars a year for Iran, they will use that to not just rebuild from the damage that the U.S. has inflicted to buildings and infrastructure with all of its bombing, but also Iran will clearly pursue a nuclear weapon at this point. Why? Because Israel assassinated the Ayatollah Khamenei, who had the fatwa against using nuclear weapons. And now the people that are coming into power in Iran are clearly going to say, well, the only way to defend ourselves in the future is to have nuclear weapons. We know how to make them. Let's do it. So within a few months, they will have nuclear weapons if they don't already have them, and they will announce that they are a nuclear nation. And then that's the end of Israel attacking them or the U.S. attacking them, because at that point they could just nuke Tel Aviv, which a lot of people are rooting for, by the way, or they could just nuke the United States Navy in the ocean, just launch a nuke over, you know, an aircraft carrier. But hey, you can take out an aircraft carrier with a drone, apparently, as the USS Ford has experienced, the Gerald R. Ford. You don't even need a nuke. You just need a couple of drones, but whatever. My point is that Iran, once it has control over the strait and the money from the strait, and if the U.S. backs off, then Iran will have nuclear weapons. And I actually think that's a good thing. That will bring more stability to the region because it will stop Israel from continuing to commit genocide and attack its neighbors. And, you know, you can imagine very simply, Iran would say to Israel, look, you stop right now. You stop the attacks on Lebanon. You stop the attacks on Hezbollah and Hamas and the Palestinian people. You have 24 hours. And if you don't stop the attacks, we will nuke Tel Aviv and we will obliterate your entire country with one nuke. And even if Israel says, well, we'll nuke you back, it doesn't matter. Because Iran is a very large country that can actually absorb a lot of damage. And what Iran clearly realizes right now, as most of the world does, is that in their view, the destruction of Israel is the single most important thing necessary for their own survival and for the survival of the Middle East and the stability of the Middle East. Israel wrecks everything on purpose because it's driven by these end times satanic cultists who want a global apocalypse. And so from Iran's view, stopping Israel or destroying Israel is the only way to achieve peace in the region. And Israel has proven, as I've said before, that it is incompatible with human civilization. And it cannot be allowed to continue to be recognized as a nation by other nations. And I've said before, I'm not advocating nuking Israel, but I'm advocating that every country cut off all diplomatic ties and all economic ties. No trade with Israel, no recognition of Israel as an existing nation because it has forfeit that right through its genocidal actions repeatedly. And then whatever happens between Iran and Israel, you know, I guess that's between them. But Israel's continued existence on this planet, run by these Zionist end times lunatics, is clearly a threat to the safety of all of humanity because of the risk of escalation into an Israeli-initiated nuclear war. Because Israel's a rogue nation, right? Total loose cannon, the most likely nation to escalate to nuclear weapons first. And if they do that, then Russia gets involved probably, and China may get involved, and Pakistan may get involved, and maybe Turkey gets involved at that point. So Israel, if they want a world war, they actually have a means to escalate this to world war, probably by nuking Iran. And so, in my view, what Trump should do is pull the entire U.S. military out of the Arabian Sea area, get it out of, you know, the Red Sea, get it out of that whole area near Iran, and instead take the entire military and sail right next to Israel and send in your 10,000 Marines and arrest the war criminals in Israel and reclaim the nuclear weapons that Israel illegally acquired from the United States. Take the nukes away from Israel, and then we may have a margin of stability and safety in the region. If anybody needs to denuclearize, it's Israel. So that would be a noble mission of United States Marines and Special Forces to go in there and dismantle the, you know, pedophile empire or the Epstein empire that is modern-day Israel. So we can only pray for that outcome. I doubt that's going to happen. But in the meantime, if Trump backs away from the Strait of Hormuz, then he's handing the future of the Middle East to Iran. And he's admitting a total humiliating loss for the United States. So that's where we are. Thank you for listening. You can catch more of my podcasts at brightvideos.news and my articles at naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. Take care. Yes, the world is getting crazy, but here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival,
You'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. HealthRangerStore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.